It's Around the Lunch Table. It's your boys, Jay and Z. Let's get rowdy up in here.
If it was my last day on Earth, if it was my last day, if it was my last day on Earth, if it was my last day, if the snows my eyes and the sun don't shine, will I be okay? If it was my last day on Earth, if it was my last day. If it was my last day on Earth, I wouldn't be in church.
Suicide doors in the Phantom, it look like you're getting it backwards.
Was that loud?
That peaked. So we're just going to turn that down a little
good
bit.
Hi. We like peaks.
We like peak. A widow's peak. Is that? I don't know. Is that in reference to the infamous Black Widow? Or is that in reference to someone who is no longer without a spouse?
I don't know. Dude, you ever see that Theo Von Cliff? He's like, yeah, I got bit by a black widow, man. And the guy was like, he's like, oh, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, I was at a bus stop.
I can't believe anything that guy says, but he is funny.
Mm-mm.
I mean, if all that stuff was true, he's just the most.
I mean, I feel like a lot of it's also stuff like made up in his own head.
You know? Yeah, that's his whole bit, isn't it?
Yeah. So. I'm assuming, but you don't even know what's true, what's not. So yeah. That's
but then, like he said, like his dad's like 70 in one clip, and then he'd be like, "Yeah, my dad had me when he was 70," and then like you know 2 years.
Yeah,
later,
he probably
my dad
like,
had me when he was 35.
Which actually like, is kind of genius because then like you don't risk offending anyone that's going to see it because like if it's not true, then
yeah. I mean, you could still.
I mean, like about the story. Like, have you ever told a story? And you're like, well, I don't really want to put the person on blast right now. And you kind of change some details so that it's kind of,
yes,
you know.
Yes. The old fake news.
Yeah, you're good at that.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
That's why you'd be a good politician.
Yeah, well, I'm in politics now. I'm just kidding. I'm not.
Yeah, he is.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, he is.
No, I'm not.
You are kind of slimy, dude.
I'm not slimy.
You're like, I could see you just being a slimy fucking politician, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Just
slimy.
You are kind of slimy, man.
And what?
You're slimy enough to where I thought you had stolen canned goods out of the fucking food drive bag, dude.
No, because, I mean, it made perfect sense. I was just digging through the canned goods drive bag, and then I started opening up canned soup.
And I was like, for a second, I was like, oh, that's Jackie.
Okay, no. You were like, well, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, because what the fuck? You can't afford a chunky can of soup? It's crazy.
I did, because I bought them myself.
Whoa! I had a bunch of for that.
Do you love when people... Do you hate when like people who like have never shot a gun in their life or have been, you know, from the streets and they're like dancing to shit and they're like they're holding a gun? I can't stand that shit. Drives me wild.
I can't stand any of that shit either.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you're an accountant.
I will say though, as much as I say, oh, that's so obnoxious and ridiculous... You put me with some fucking grills on, dude. I'm probably doing the same shit. So.
Dude, if you get rich, you're getting a grill so fast.
I would get...
And I'm here for it.
I'd get a bottom. Okay, if I was insane, I probably would get a bottom. Just to have, bro.
Like the whole row?
Just like maybe like the first like four teeth or something.
Is it iced?
It'd be iced. I'm talking to everybody. I'm just like, I don't know if you know.
I don't know if you noticed.
I have an underbite now.
Imagine you go to the dentist, like, all right, open up. You're just like, ah.
Well, people get them like permanently put in. Holy fuck. You know?
You know what? If I ever become, I'm not going to say millionaire, multi-millionaire, I promise I will get you a grill.
Or I would just get like one tooth here and one tooth there.
No, you're getting all four.
Yeah, four.
All right.
But I wouldn't get the whole, I don't like that.
Yeah, more than four is too many.
No,
yeah.
just a little, okay, just a little ice. Just a little ice.
Just a little crushed ice, you know?
Yeah, just a little bit of ice.
You don't want
everything.
It lukewarm, but you know, a little cold.
Not everything, just a little bit. You're like, so you can walk by. This guy's icy.
Damn.
Yeah. Welcome back to Time is Around the Lunch Table episode
135.
Is it?
Yes.
Episode 135.
first and foremost, let's start with our sponsors. Start with the After Oceans, bring ideas and ads
to life.
Also want to shout out Liv Stelling and Never Get Tamed, the one that's fitness page started by ATLT's own Brandon Badiato, who was recently, I had to fire him. So yeah, he's fired. Jesse Cox is also fired.
You're fired.
Yeah. You know, hardest part about being a boss and working with friends is having to make the tough decisions, and I had to fire him. So I'm just kidding. They are fired, but
wasn't a tough decision. That was a joke.
They were fired. They just stopped showing up.
If you
up.
Don't show up to work, I mean, at some point, we're going to find a replacement.
Dude, the funniest part was Jesse was trying to tell me, like, the opposite. Like, Brandon just kind of, like, accepted. He's like, yeah, whatever. I didn't fire. Okay, they're welcome back anytime. It's just obviously, well, their contracts are let, they're donezo right now.
They're currently free agents, but
yeah. So we'll see. James, sponsors?
Got Moles, if you have moles in the Puget Sound area, servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, they're your premier mole exterminator using chemical-free methods as well, which is pretty nice. Atlas Aeration, making your lawn look funky fresh. And I'll also check out the Weirdly Artistic podcast and the other ones we got going on. Z,
happy I need you to do me a favor.
Yes.
So picture, I'm an employee that you can't stand. Mm-hmm. You are finally given the green light by HR. No, then this is it. Like you, there's nothing that, obviously you can't, I'm not saying hit him in the face, but you hate them. You're given the green light. They're not going to come back. You just get to can them. And this person has made your life miserable and you could fucking scream it however you want. How are you, and how do you envision yourself firing someone that you've been wishing you could for years, but couldn't, and now you get the green light?
Oh my God. Well, I'm not going to yell, but I am going to have a snarky attitude.
Oh, yeah. I'd yell.
No, I'm going to be like, hey, can I, and it's someone that like, I'm obviously underneath, or like, I'm not like a manager, but like, I can fire him. God, I'm going to fucking.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. You're going to fire me, I appreciate it, and then I'm going to be someone you like, and you have to fire me.
Okay.
And I want to see the diversion between the two. So okay. I'm someone you hate right now. So. That was me knocking on the door to get in your office.
Yeah. Hey, can we chat?
You already fucked us up.
Can we chat?
Yeah. What's up, man? What's going on?
Yeah, can you just grab a seat real quick? Cool. Thanks. Look, I don't really know how to really go about this. There's just been some things going on. I'm not going to drag this out. We both don't really need to. But long story short, we're going to let you go. And you're just not coming in tomorrow. So you can grab your stuff. You can go. That's it. Quick and clean. I'm not going to be nice. Not anything. I'm just letting them go.
You get the green light. And that's how you envision firing someone you hate?
No, because it's that is very pleasurable to me to just be like, okay. Oh, that pleases me. I don't know. I'm not.
It's
me
still you're still besting them. Yeah, you're.
Yeah, besting. I'm besting. No, but I'm looking at them like this. I'm like, yeah, you gotta go. And okay. I'm just gonna look at them and I want to see it in their eyes.
Okay.
Now if I'm someone you like,
Yeah. Now it's someone you like, and you're told by higher ups you got to fire them. And now I will be the person that you really like. Because you really
this
like
me. This is like me actually like firing you at work. That would be horrible because I have no merit to do that, but they asked me to and you're someone I like.
Yeah, let's see it.
I'd probably cry. But
in this scenario, I'm not going to be me. I'm not me in this scenario.
I'm not
me in this scenario. I'm just a person. I'm just a random person you like.
Hello.
I'm just a random person you like.
Hey, do you want to go take a walk?
Come on. I'm someone you actually like.
I know, and I'm telling you what I do.
Okay. Yeah.
So it'd be like 4:55, obviously, before work ends.
Okay, I'm gonna respond. You have to rebuttal and defuse the situation.
Hey man, can you go help? Can you help me with the bus? I'm nervous. Hey, look, dude, you and I have had like a good time around here, and this really sucks. What I'm about to tell you is really awkward.
You're firing me?
I don't know why they put this on me. I really don't, and. This is not my decision. This is just, you know, coming from upstairs. But apparently some things happened. I don't know what's going on. They just tasked me with this to do this. So I'm just letting you know that as of tomorrow, or actually at the end of the day, you're not going to be working for this company anymore. And I know that's a shock to you. I know that really sucks to hear, but I'm just the messenger.
You fire me? I thought we were friends, Jack. After all we've been through?
We are friends. This is all them. This is not me.
Don't pass the buck. That's weak.
I'm not the one making the decision.
Anna and I just bought a house. Kids just got a new school.
Oh, refinancing.
Kids just made
options.
Friends. Leasing options.
Well, there's refinancing. We do have some lenders. Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's good.
How would you fire me?
That's good. How would I fire you specifically? I'm not doing that.
Fire me. Do it. At work.
At work?
We are at work and you have to fire me. Just like, Jack, you're done.
Yeah, I'm not giving you any frills. Jack, you're fucking fired.
Really? That's how you'd fire me?
Yeah, I'd be like, love you. See you at home.
Oh.
Okay, that situation would never happen. But I'm saying if it was someone, either way, if it's someone.
You had to fire Wyatt. How are you doing it?
I think Wyatt.
Hey. Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
No, okay, we're not doing specific people. We were just giving the difference between someone you like and someone you don't like.
Well, I think you like being Wyatt. That's what I was giving you an example. Yeah, I think that's the best.
Wyatt, grab your shit. It's over, man.
God, there's no sympathy. There's no nothing, huh? Just straight to brass tacks.
I feel like because here's the thing. I think if you give sympathy, then the person is going to start. Whoa, what was that?
Oh, I moved the cord. Everything fine?
I feel like it just has to be a clean cut. Just, it's over, man.
Oh. But if I liked them, you know, I'd still like, I'm not going to try to hug him at the end, but I'd want to, you know? Like, hey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't work anymore. We can kiss now.
I mean, if I was like friends with them, I would definitely feel bad.
Would you fire?
But I would give it. I would give it more delicately, but still, just as straight.
Would you fire a woman differently than a man?
No. Why would I?
Good. Good answer.
Well, if I say otherwise, then I have a lawsuit in my hands.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, do you want to grab some lunch after this? Mm. No, I'm kidding.
Dude, my shit keeps fucking lagging, dude. How's my ping? Anyways, moving on, I would like you, this fucking question. So name your favorite fictional marsupial.
Marsupial, isn't that like a kangaroo?
Kangaroo, yeah.
Koala.
Yeah, those are marsupials, yes.
Probably like Kanga from Winnie the Pooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because, and here's my reason why. In Winnie the Pooh, they all had a dark side to them, except for Kanga.
Oh, because Eeyore was like depression or like drug addict.
Oh, yeah, no. Hold on.
Wasn't Tigger like fucking...
Hmm?
Oh. I said Tigger.
Gotcha, okay. I didn't say anything. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm just going to go over a few points here. Yeah, okay, here it is. So, yeah, no, it's not just like they're...
We read this on the show.
No, I'm not talking about that, okay? Exhibit A.
Christopher Robin.
in the 2000s, the Tigger movie...
Make sure to make that sound.
Yeah. Where is it? Okay. Where is it at? Yeah, okay, when you first see Tigger going to his house, dude, he has a rug that are tiger stripes.
So I don't know what that means.
Or he just I mean, imagine you walk in and I got a human fucking skin.
Maybe
rug.
It's his own and he got a skin graft.
For a rug? Maybe. Imagine if I got a skin graft on my back and just threw it right there.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Now we know who Tigger really is. yeah. Anyways, in the 2000s, the Tigger movie, Roo and Tigger head to Tigger's house to look for clues about Tigger's family tree. Let me just say that Tigger has a sword, darts, and an axe in his house, which if Disney was trying to hide his murderous tendencies, they really didn't do a good job.
Okay, I think it's a reach. I thought it was more like he was fucking coked out.
No, a rug made from tiger skin patterns, and you can make up an excuse for that fine.
He was fucking creepy, a little too happy.
See, here's the thing is, yeah, okay, and here's where I go off on Kanga. Kanga could have made it for him as she's seen knitting constantly, right? However, Kanga A has never been seen with wool the same color as Tigger's rug, and B, a rug of this size would have taken over a year to knit.
Oh my god, in a fictional land with a fictional character?
I'm saying
with
Tigger,
a fictional story?
Tigger has...
How do you take real life
is it
statistics?
Tigger or Tigger? I just feel like, like saying Tigger with the hard R is just weird, man.
That's Tigger. Oh my
god. Those are the bonus features.
God. Dude, look at young Tigger.
Dude, that is so
couldn't
fucking
he, like,
funny.
Turn his tail to like a spring and bounce on it.
Yeah, that's what he did. He was fucking messed out. He had like moon shoes on his tail. Dude, Chris Robbins, like, get out of my house, broke Tigger.
Oh my god, that's funny.
That's funny. So Kanga, I'm gonna say Ozzy from Over the Hedge.
Yeah, I don't know why I had that reaction.
Yeah,
lights fading, limbs going cold.
Or I'd say Kangaroo Jack.
Oh yeah, is he the one with the glasses?
Yeah. Glasses. Oh, dude, he was cool,
dude. Kangaroo Jack, cool, man. No, remember that video of that kangaroo and that guy like punched him?
Yeah, and he fucking squared up with it and gave it one in the schnauzer. Dude, it was sick. Such an Australian thing to do,
dude. That's Australian people in a.
But kangaroos in real life are actually fucking assholes.
No, I understand that, but I like how the guy like squared up first to like get ready.
I know, and the thing fucking bounced around. The funniest thing was the kangaroo after he hit it. It goes,
whoa!
It's like, holy shit, he's got hands.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, that would be my. And you said like favorite fictional marsupial, right?
Yes.
Is there a non-fictional marsupial? Oh, probably the one that's jacked.
Oh, what's the koala's name in American Dad?
Oh my god, what's his name?
I don't remember, but he could be up in that list too.
Oh yeah, he's like he dates Haley for a while. Right?
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
bang. It's weird that like American Dad and Family Guy have
and bestiality. Yeah,
yeah, because Brian the dog, he is a dog sometimes.
He fucking pulls.
Yeah, dude, remember when he was dating the blind girl? And then he said he took her to Paris.
No, and they had just an escalator with a croissant. I thought they have a croissant, like a table fan or something.
Yeah, but she was like,
it was
an escalator. She's like, here's the Eiffel Tower. Like, that'd be cool. Yeah. Not cool, but like, you could just tell them anything.
That'd be cool to like hang out. Okay, I'm going to word this right. So if someone's blind and you kind of hang out with them, like to have a woman and a man like assess you on nothing that they see, everything that they hear. That'd be very interesting.
That would be interesting. It would be cool to be like
some, you know, so like some people have body language that kind of complements how that their delivery is and their statements. Mm-hmm. Some people, their look in their eyes or anything can like take a conversation to a level of comfort or humor or whatever. But having none of that, just the raw audio, I would like a woman and a man. Or I guess you could just blindfold people. They don't have to be fucking blind, but
we only need blind.
Yeah, people. I guess they don't need to be blind to assess you. I think that'd be very interesting.
That would be cool. I think it'd be cool. Like not cool, but
they wouldn't like you.
Why?
Because like, you know,
my words are just shit. Yeah. I'm just a sleazy slime
I'm just
ball.
Joking, dude.
Jackson Sales. Jiggy. No, I think it would actually does go along with my next point, which I was kidding about.
Oh, shocking.
But if you were a manipulative dick, I mean, imagine like your wife's blind and you could just be like, hey, like, yeah, there's marble countertops in the new house. Like, how would they know?
That's fucked up.
Yeah, I was like, hey,
okay, I was just saying it would be for my own interest. I
know. I'm saying if you're a piece of shit, though, you could get away with a lot.
Oh, well, yeah, they're blind.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's what that's like. Yeah. God.
Dude, what time? Like, okay, if you're blind, how does like the sleep schedule work for you? You don't. Does a clock fucking matter? You don't know.
Remember Dr. Dre?
Yeah,
that's
what I'm thinking.
Call him at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, because he said no. He said Stevie Wonder when he calls you about shit, it's always at 6 or something crazy. And then Dr. Dre's like, well, just because you can't see the time, but it makes sense. Like, what difference does it make from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.? Like, I know that like. It's all by your body. And you know how sometimes like you're just kind of chilling or you're so busy and you're like, oh shit, the time, look at the time already. Like,
I feel like you just go when you're tired, I guess, which that'd be the best because you actually just listen to your body.
And obviously people that live with him would tell him that, but like obviously 24/7, I'd be like, Stevie, it's 11. Stevie, 10:30. Stevie. It's 9 o'clock.
Remember that video of Stevie Wonder at the award show and he was just facing the wrong way? It's what turned him around.
Yeah, that's funny as fuck.
Yeah. So that's my
Are you gonna open that? I thought you said you were gonna open that.
This? Oh yeah, I got you a gift.
Yeah, you said that and then forgot about it.
I did forget. So for those watching,
that looks like a giant
Toblerone.
Toblerone. For some reason, I thought that's what you got. You got literally a fucking huge Toblerone.
What would we do with that?
Fucking hang it up.
Hang it up. It's like, oh, dude, those guys have a Toblerone in their house.
Dude, this is taking me back to Jack Films 13, opening Studio Beats, dude. Yeah.
That wasn't Jack Films.
It wasn't?
Jack Films wasn't the fake beats. Jack Films was Halo tutorials.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, we had that lion one on when I smacked it and the eye came out.
The lion one?
You filmed me, and there was like that stuffed animal you had, and I slammed it on the head thing a bunch of times.
I do not remember.
And the eyeball fell off. Really? Wow, you suck.
Okay, that's a little intense. I don't remember something.
You remember Banshee Down?
Yeah, I do remember. That was the Lego Halo.
That was the
Halo
same
set.
Day.
Oh, how do you remember that?
Because I don't know. I was there, same as you.
Yeah, but we were like fucking.
Is this the fucking dick painting?
It's not the dick painting.
Yeah, it fucking is.
Grab the other side. Da-na-na, da-na-na. I don't know what's going
wait,
on.
Wait, what's going on here?
Oh, wait. It's the other way.
Oh.
Da-da-da. It's for the fucking studio upstairs.
I like how my why is the tip of my cock
look at that.
Really dark and the rest of it's white?
I think the frenulum can sometimes be darker.
Dude. Why is my cock out look so much?
So we had our artist, JT, Jake Todd, not Justin Timberlake. We sent him. I look like a woman, to be honest.
Wow, I must have been really tired in that picture he saw of me because he drew fucking eye bags.
So yeah, this is going to be the thumbnail, so smile. Yeah, there you go. We can put that in the office.
Dude, it looks like you're getting a fucking reach around.
Dude, I just want to know where this arm's coming from.
Dude. Well, what's this guy over here doing with you? Because you're getting you got this bitch around.
I think
your
I'm having a bukkake.
Yeah, I think you're. I think you're. Dude, you kind of look fucking. Dude,
I look weird, man. He always fucks my hair up. Look at that picture. Dude,
you look like fucking Vince Will from Smith. Recess, dude.
I look like Will Smith, dude, with the flat top.
Dude, he always does something with your hair. It's always funny.
He nails you in the hat every time.
Yeah, he does.
He's really good at drawing.
I'm a pretty easy look with the lid. What?
Put the lid on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my gift. For those of you not watching, it was that picture of like Adam and God. We're not saying we're Adam and God. Relax. Yeah. He put us in it, and that's what it was. But he put Z's cock out, which is pretty cool.
Well, I mean, I guess, but you know,
I think it's edgy. Edging. Are you?
What the fuck was that?
Are you a big edger?
Edgy, dude, you don't know what you just did. I think you might have a condition. You're like this. You're like, and then you just push it with your chin. You're like, Jackie.
Are you a big edger? Like, do you like edging to
edging
come
before? Like, I don't come, but I'm gonna come.
Edging like I don't come.
Why did I said it like Stephen Hawking? Yeah. I'm going to come.
No, like, because you come harder if you edge, right? I think.
I mean, legend has it that you do, but I could argue that some of it is like, it's kind of like when you really have to pee, and you know when like it kind of starts, and you gotta stop. Like, but that whole time you've had to pee bad. It just maybe feels a little different because of the fact you've had to for so long, you know?
Well, there's a difference between just like lasting longer, like, you know, doing something last longer, or like I'm going to come, then you stop and just like, wait, and you edge.
What do you like, if you have to stop, what do you think? What's the go-to?
Oh, about? I do baseball. So I'm like, oh, I'm at shortstop. There's a runner on first, one out, which means I'm going to go to second, then first. Okay. If there was two outs and I just go to first. Mm. If there's no outs and a runner on third, I'm going to watch, see if he's going to go home. Wait, throw to first.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, what do you do?
I try a variety of things, but I think for one, I actually try to name all of the guns in Modern Warfare 2 and then Black Ops 2. I try to go through all the ARs and subs.
I wonder if women think that like, that's like fucked up because we're like having like a moment with them, but like you're thinking about Modern Warfare 2 to last longer and I'm thinking about baseball.
Well, it could be anything, but I'm saying in the moment, it's something that I really have to think hard of because I'm like, oh fuck, I know this. So yeah, I just start
like the intervention. What were the camos, red tiger?
Do you think we can name them all?
All
on Modern Warfare 2?
All the guns?
Maybe like AR, sub, snipers.
Okay, ARs.
Maybe pistols, too. Oh, they're shotguns, though, too. Fuck.
The ACR.
The ACR, the SCAR.
F2000.
The F2000, the FAL. The yeah. FAL, whatever the fuck.
FAMAS.
M4A1, FAMAS.
That'd be it, right?
No, there's more ARs than that.
There wasn't that many in Mod 2, I think.
There was only six?
Snipers, you had the Barrett, the Intervention.
M21 EBR, WA2000.
Yeah.
Submachine guns, you had UMP45, MP5K.
P90.
The P90. Fuck.
The P shooter? No, that was Mod 3.
The P shooter, wasn't that PP2000, a machine gun pistol?
No, the P shooter was the one with the big drum underneath it, remember? It was the P shooter.
That was the F2000, I thought.
No, it was the PP2000.
That was the machine gun pistol. It's not a sub.
It's a sub.
In Modern Warfare 2?
I remember in Mod 3, at least. Remember?
Oh, I'm saying I'm talking about Modern Warfare 2.
Fuck. Do you remember the M93 Rafika?
Dude, I love that
fucking
gun.
Three-round burst? God, that thing was sexy.
Dude, I remember I had a modded controller, and then the EBR. The EBR, the FAL. The
FAL was nasty.
Do you remember the OP fuck? Okay, the original. I'm saying, like, the original fucking model 1987s. And the guy was...
Then they nerfed it, man. That shit
anyways,
suck.
I think we got most of the guns anyways, but...
Yeah. Yeah. I know everyone was very worried about that.
the TAR 21. That's another one. Forgot.
No one ever used that, I feel like.
I did.
Before it got nerfed. That was stupid.
It was still a good gun, dude. Yeah. FMJ, iron sights.
Dude, the thing that I can't stand about that game was the fucking noob tubes, dude.
One man army. I had one man army riot shield, dude.
Oh, God, dude.
Or have a thumper on my back. Dude, the thumper was the funnest fucking gun in the game. Just thunk,
thunk, thunk. So stupid, dude. But the problem was, remember, like, the spawns would be so fucking close on some maps. It would, like, start, and then you just get fucked.
Dude, what am I doing here? I look like twisted up pasta.
Oh, I like that.
Do we have anything else to go over next?
I don't know. There was a fucking thing where, did you see Ichiro? For those of you who don't know who he was, he was a very successful, very popular player for the Seattle Mariners. He's like 50 and he shit on some girls team.
Yeah, I was a high school. It was a high school
team.
Why
is he playing against them?
Well, I'm sure first of all, he's a legend. He's revered out there.
Yeah.
Like he's like Jackie Chan, like in China. It's like he's a superstar. Everyone loves him.
Thought he was Japanese.
No, he's Chinese.
Oh.
I was going to say, but he is revered. I'm pretty sure he was probably asked. He's also been playing exhibition games nonstop. He's 50 years old. He fucking threw a shutout against a high school girls team. Did not show one drop of mercy, dude. Shit on all of them. At 50, he's throwing like 89 miles an hour.
Do you think you could do that now? High school girls team?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Really?
I think so.
Shutout.
Well, he allowed runners on base because that'd be a perfect game.
Right now. Like, you don't get to shake the rust off. You're just going to go out there and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That confident, huh?
I think so.
When was the last time you pitched? Actually, last night in my room.
No, probably one of those men's rec league games.
What do you do when you're alone? Do you practice pitches in the mirror or like do something?
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
I don't practice pitches
when you're
in the
bathroom.
I'm retired. I hung it up.
You hung up the cleats, man.
I hung it up, man.
When you're in the bathroom for a while, and I know you say you're just sitting on there on your phone, but I feel like you're either like doing push-ups on the sink or something.
Well, I do a lot of things. For one, I get dirty at work, so I have a nail scrubber. Mm. I scrub a lot of the dirt out of the nails. And then sometimes...
I'm not talking about the cleanliness process. I'm saying just...
Skincare. Then there's also flossing, brushing my teeth. A variety of things. Moisturizer.
Interesting. I feel like there's got to be something you're doing in there, man.
Have I thrown things around? Yeah.
Yeah. Do it like where? Just throw them?
Well, sometimes I have like this little jar and I would like have these little... other than the back... I used to have a shit ton of backs of earrings. I don't know where they all went. I think this is why. And I would throw... I would shoot them in the little... I would just shoot them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. I would say one thing. You do know a lot of random facts about random shit, and I believe it's from your bathroom time when you sit there and you read articles.
No, it's actually a proven fact that in a man's lifetime, they will spend, I forgot, what, it, you have to look it up. I'm going to butcher this. It's a ridiculous amount of time, but like, and it's all for terms of, it's like very comfortable and peace and quiet.
In the bathroom?
Yeah.
I don't spend a lot of time in the bathroom.
I don't. At all?
I get my job done and I keep going. I can poop very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or sometimes no, but.
Well, sometimes I view it as downtime. Like that whole shower process, getting the clothes, there's a process to that. It's part of the unwinding process for me when I get home.
See, getting done with the shower is my unwind.
That's very interesting.
Once I'm done with the shower, I'm good.
Part of my unwinding is that whole process. Is being able to move slow and do nothing with efficiency.
I don't want the process. Yeah. Because then it's like, I don't need to stand in here for that much longer.
So you're like a robot.
Not a robot. We're all cyborgs.
We are all cyborgs, man.
There we are.
Yeah.
Oh, we're at 30.
We are?
Yeah.
All right. Well, and oh, Patreon.
Patreon.com/ATLT for, actually, yeah, we'll be an episode ahead because we're going to drop our two weirdly artistic ones.
On ours?
Sure, if you want to.
Oh, I thought we were just going to do another one.
Or we can do that. Yeah, whatever. Anyways, patreon.com/ATLT for exclusive content, episodes early-ish. Z, where can they find you?
They can find me on Z_Leslie on Instagram. James, where can they find you?
Jack_Spencer. Both of our Instagrams on the Around the Lunch Table page.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
And see ya.
Rowdy up in here.